What?
I'm waiting for you to speak.
You want me to start?
Yeah.
Hello, welcome back.
That was a power move.
What
and
was
you
a power
fell into
move?
My hands. I'm the alpha, you're the beta.
What does that mean?
Well, because I said you start. Like, I was in charge, so I made you start.
I don't mind taking instruction. You start all the time, so I thought I might start for once.
No, I made you start.
Because you asked me to
start.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
You
power
asked
move.
Me to.
I'm the powerful
so
one.
So asking
in this
someone
dynamic.
To do something is a power move.
Yeah.
All right, well, thank you for the tea and letting me into your home. Yeah, you're right with that. Absolutely at sixes and sevens already.
No, I offered you tea.
Yeah.
So I made you tea, so that made me powerful. I chose to let you into my house.
You made coffee,
I made
and then
you do
I
the
said
introduction.
I'd like a tea, and then I made you make me a tea. Thank you very
no,
much.
No, I said, you have tea, I'll make you tea. And then I pour coconut milk into it. You thought by accident, but on purpose.
Tell you what, I'll let you have that.
Thank you. Welcome to Why Is Harriet Crying?
I let you have
no,
it.
I let you have it.
No, I let you have that win. If you need the win, you
no,
can have it.
I don't need the win. You need the win.
I don't need the win. You can have it. You've had it.
Have what?
You can have the win. You're the alpha.
Thank you. No, you don't decide who the alpha is. The alpha decides. I'm the alpha because I decided.
Elliot, who's the alpha?
You can both be alpha.
Don't be
no,
such a beta.
That means he's the alpha if he says we're both.
And I just had your drink as well.
And he just drank some of my drink. It's a
You've
big
had a terrible
move.
Time, too,
and,
haven't you?
And looked you in the eyes, I was doing.
Yeah, he looked me in the eyes, just stared me down as
and
he drank
then
my...
if you bare your neck as well while you do it, that's an alpha move. That's what gorillas do.
Really?
Gorillas do that to show that they're not afraid of anyone.
Oh, they're going like, come for me.
Yeah, like, if you, it's like cats and dogs exposing their bellies.
No, that means they just want them robbed.
Yeah, yeah, but they're like, they're deferring to you by that because that's the softest part of them. That's the easiest way to kill them.
So they're
so
saying,
they trust,
I trust
you so
you.
Much. They're becoming very, yeah.
My cat did that to me earlier.
Yeah, or they're just like total idiots.
Oh. You don't have much neck, so
I don't have much neck, do I?
No, there's only
very
a sliver.
Safe. I'm wearing quite a high-necked
yeah,
jumper.
It goes neck beard. There's a tiny little sliver of skin.
What's a neck beard? That's just a beard around the neck, isn't it?
When
people get called neck beards, don't they?
What?
As an insult.
Is that racist?
No.
I don't know.
Well, let's leave it then. No, I don't have much neck. It's a real problem.
It's because your head's big.
It's not that big. We've been through this. Your head is bigger than mine.
Yeah, but no one thinks that.
No.
Also, everyone keeps saying that I'm not 5'5".
What do you mean?
I keep telling everyone I'm 5'5", and they say, no, you're not.
What are you?
5'5".
No, what do they think you are?
Like, shorter.
Why are you telling them that you're 5'5"?
I don't know how. I've gotten into this conversation a lot in the last week
Such
of how tall I am.
Such a beta move, telling people how tall you are.
Alpha saying, I'm 5'5". I know how tall I am. They say, no, you're not that tall. And then I say, how are you meant to know? Like,
well,
no one measures it anymore.
Yeah,
who's going to measure
doctors
me?
Doctors do.
What doctor?
What?
What doctor is going to measure me?
You can, whenever you register at a GP, they measure your height and weight.
Do they? Yeah. They didn't do that for me.
Well, they just went 5'5" later on.
I'll tell you I'm 5'5". And they write it down.
Write that down.
Yeah, so maybe I'm not 5'5".
I didn't think you were 5'5". I thought you were shorter.
Thank you. This is what I'm saying. Exactly. Everyone doesn't think I'm 5'5".
I think it's because you're quite a small person. As in, like, you don't like
meek.
Take up a lot of
you're
space.
Trying to say I'm meek.
The meek shall inherit the earth, of course.
Thank you.
But what that means, we've been through this, haven't we?
Thank you. When?
Didn't we explain this? When they say the meek shall inherit the earth,
yeah.
The meek in like biblical terms didn't mean what it means now.
Oh, what does it mean?
Well, meek actually means, back in the day, it was a mistranslation. Not mistranslation, the original sort of whatever it was, Aramaic or whatever. Meek meant not people who are like shy and like, you know, keep themselves to themselves. It meant people who know how to use a sword but keep it sheathed.
My mum went.
Are you going
to
respond to that?
Yeah,
I'm
responding about it. My mum went to Greece and she brought my brother back a shield because he said he really wanted a shield. And then I went to hit him.
Yeah.
And his shield cut his face. Oh. What a rubbish shield!
Yeah.
It cut him.
Yeah. Is that? Yeah. Yeah. That's terrible.
Do you think that's related?
I don't think it is.
Okay.
Really.
I think
no, but meek means people
shield.
Who know how to defend themselves and, you know. But they don't do it all the time. Do you know what
people,
I mean?
They know how to defend themselves, but they don't.
But not, it's like people who know how to go out there and get things, but they don't do it all the time. They know what to do.
Well, it's like what I didn't want to learn Krav Maga.
Yeah,
because,
why?
Well, Kate Lucas wanted us to do it so that we could defend ourselves.
Yeah.
But I don't want to know how to be able to kill.
So that's
and they
right.
teach
so
you how to kill.
That's
and
right.
I don't
so
want to know that.
In the biblical, original biblical, Kate would be the meek one. You'd just be useless.
What? Why?
You wouldn't be deserving of anything because you haven't even tried to defend yourself.
But what if I accidentally kill someone? I don't want powers that I can't control.
Yeah, but who's going to protect you then? Other people.
Kate.
Do you see what I mean?
Oh dear.
It means you're putting responsibility onto other people for yourself.
But surely that's better than accidentally killing someone.
No.
I had a dream last night that I killed two children.
Again?
What does that mean?
No, you keep having these dreams, these violent dreams.
I know.
How did you kill these two children? What a turn. How many minutes in are we?
We haven't even said who we are yet.
What, did you cry about it?
No, I didn't cry about it.
You didn't even cry about
that? I tried
to
cover it up.
You only cry about yourself.
I was covering it up. Yeah.
And animals.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, what does that mean?
Sorry, you killed two children and then covered it up.
Killed two children and then tried to cover it up.
Out of context quote there for the podcast. Right, do you want to talk about it? Or?
Not really, no. It was horrible. And then I woke up and Dylan was on our sofa.
Yeah.
And then he went to... And then I fell asleep and then I woke up again and my Beyonce alarm clock was ringing.
That's not relevant, is it? To the.
I just wanted to say I got a new alarm clock.
Right, so. Okay.
So, Beyonce.
What do you mean a Beyonce alarm
clock? I worked out how to do something. I don't know if you know how to do this. You can change your alarm ringtone. So rather than like, da 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 or whatever. Like, I hate that noise. So I changed it to Beyonce.
Okay, yeah, anyone can do that.
She sings Formation.
Yep.
And it gets me inspired.
Literally the easiest thing you can do on your phone apart from answer a call.
Well, thank you. I did it. And it's changed my mornings because I wake up and I feel inspired by Beyonce.
And how does Bobby feel about this?
He goes, Harry, your fucking alarm clock's going off.
I enjoyed the time you dropped your iPad between the radiator and the wall and couldn't get it out.
Oh, yeah, that was, and the problem with that was the ringtone then was, I do like to be beside the sea.
How did you get it out?
I do like to be behind the sea. It was a series of different long objects that we had to get underneath as the tension grew more and more. Yeah. I do like to be beside the seaside. continued to play as we spent half an hour in the morning trying to get it out from behind the radiator.
Lovely. Right.
How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
I saw you last night.
We've seen each other a couple of times, haven't we, since the last one?
You came to see my show. Thank you for coming.
That's all right. Pleasure. Very
nice
good show.
You. Rumor on the street is that Sunil cried during my show.
That's a rumor, not true. Why would I cry the second time around and not the first?
Out of joy.
Just having to sit through it. No, because I went to the toilet straight away afterwards, everyone assumed I was crying.
Everyone says, Sunil's crying, he's running to the toilet, he's crying. So you didn't cry?
No.
Fine.
Yeah, good show. Forgot the bit where... Oh no, I better not tell the bits. What?
I don't know. Well, that was...
I forgot the bit with the pants.
Oh,
I didn't know that was in
it. Bit at the end, yeah.
And it was very funny.
Yeah, it's very fun. They get very sweaty, though.
a bit of a teaser for those of you who haven't seen it. Whose pants? Oh, we don't know.
Also, two people tried to come in right at the end during when I was talking about something very personal, and I got very angry and
I think you handled it very well.
I did. I couldn't believe.
They shouldn't have been let in by the venue staff.
They were let in just as I was talking about something very personal. I let you've seen it, and I got them out. I just said, no, you got to leave.
Yeah,
no,
the door is just by the stage as well. So while you're trying to talk to us, there's two people like just whispering and handing over money for the next show.
It's really undermining.
They don't even want to see you.
Yeah, they didn't even care. And then they went and just kind of squinted at me from the bar. And I was like, no, get out.
You didn't say it like that. You're like,
I did. I was
leave?
Like, no, you've got to leave right now. Don't even darken my doorstep.
I can 100% say for a fact she did not act like that at all. That was not what she did.
Punched him in the face.
Bobby seems insistent that we ought to have a fight, like a physical fight.
I know.
This is because I've never been in a fight.
I've been punched, but I've never been in a fight.
Right, who have you been punched by?
Oh, a girl. She just punched me. When I was 15.
Excuse me.
And then, but I fell to the ground. Then I got up and I just said, oh my God, she just punched me.
Yeah. Did you cry?
No, I didn't cry.
Really?
I cried a bit later on because then they were attacking me. But
They were attacking you.
It isn't in my instinct to...
Fight back.
I was just like, oh God, this sucks.
Meek, not meek. You're not meek.
But I think you are meek as well. You are passive.
I've been in a fight.
If we had a fight, it would be so passive. What fight have you been in?
No, what I do in a fight is like, I let you land a few blows, figure out your movements, and then knock you out with one punch. I'd be like, all right, I know her weaknesses now.
You just saw that in a film. You can't just say what you're going to do based
because I don't want to. I don't want to tire myself out by just swinging wildly at you. I'd just be like, let's just work this out because I can take a few hits, and then actually, I could probably push you at arm's length, and you wouldn't be able to get a swing in. I could just hold you back. by your face.
By the head.
But I could just put my palm in your face and you wouldn't be able to get a swing in. And you'd try a kick, but you'd fall over.
I'd kick you in the shins.
No, you wouldn't
hard.
Be able to.
I would kick you in the shins.
What do you think would happen if you kicked me in the shin? What do you think I'd do?
Ow, my shin. Well,
I'd, that's all I'd be doing, is it? I wouldn't be trying to figure out your next movement and take you down.
You could never predict me.
I'd push you over.
I'll push you over.
You couldn't push me over. I'll push you over.
I'll push. I think it would just be us kind of like back to back. You'd push start, the other one over.
you'd start laughing.
You move.
You'd be laughing.
I would not. I'd take it very seriously. No,
I'd get you in a headlock.
I'd get you in a headlock.
You couldn't get me in. You're not tall enough. You're 5 foot two.
I'm 5'5". Ask the doctor. Maybe we should fight.
Yeah, okay. Boxing or... I know about a boxing.
Krav Maga. One of us dies.
To the death.
Then do you think you'd cry if you killed me?
Well, let's do a Kickstarter.
If not only I was dead, but you killed me, would you cry?
Well, no, because you were the one trying to kill me.
So you wouldn't even cry about that?
Well, I wouldn't cry that someone who was trying to kill me was dead by my own hands. I'd be proud of myself for handling it. Handling the problem that is Harriet Gemsley. I mean, yeah. It'd be an odd one if we did have a full-scale physical fight.
If anyone wants us to fight for charity...
happy to do it.
Happy to do it, yeah.
You set
Place
the rules.
Your bets.
You set the rules.
I set the rules.
No, not you. No, the people charity. Paying for it.
Yeah. Yeah. We could make... Some people, they make £1 million, like, to fight.
They do if people want to watch it, yeah. Like that YouTuber.
If anyone wants to give fight. Us... Yeah, exactly. If anyone wants to give us £1 million to fight, just let us know.
I'm going to start my own YouTube channel.
YouTube?
Yeah. Going to get Elliot to help me.
What?
Okay. What is it? Like a fighting channel?
No, it's just me reviewing stuff I've bought from Iceland.
Perfect.
Can I be in it?
You can, yeah, but we have to get you the right type of food, don't we?
Oh, yeah, that'd be quite specific.
I got some beef nacho pizza.
That sounds horrible.
Well, that's why we're reviewing it. We've got to see what this stuff's all about, because it's mad in there. There is some crazy stuff in there, and someone's got to try it out. I bought 6 creme caramel for £1. Delightful they were.
They were actually good.
They were actually pretty good.
It's actually very difficult to make creme caramel good.
I certainly wouldn't be able to make it at home.
It's creme... No, I'm thinking of creme brulee, which is the one with the sharp top.
Yeah, that's creme brulee. Yeah,
I like creme brulee. I don't like... It's too wibbly. Wobbly.
What, creme
caramel? You know what I mean? Creme caramel.
Yeah, I like it.
Creme caramel. Creme caramel. Creme caramel.
Anyway, what's on the agenda?
I'd watch that. I'd love to watch that.
Would you?
Actually. Yeah, I would.
All right. It's
People need to know.
It's called Crud Review.
Who?
Crud Review.
I think you should change the name. You're not
to
very
what?
Good with names. I don't know. What about Sex Predator?
Very good. I've got to change the name of my next Leicester Festival show, actually. So if there's any suggestions, it's currently called I Like Nachos, but that's got to change.
That's got to change.
Yeah, it's absolutely got
How
to
long
change.
Have you got to change it?
Less than 24 hours.
Oh, fuck. This isn't going to go out in that time.
Yeah. In that, it's all right.
But you need the title for Edinburgh as well. So if anyone has any ideas of what Sunil should call a show, please do let us know.
Okay, thank you. What's on the agenda, Harriet, please?
I just thought we'd talk about what we've been doing.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, I had a gig on Monday.
Did you cry?
I didn't cry, actually. Oh. I handled it like a goddamn boss.
Did you cry last night after your show? You always cry after your show?
Yeah, I did cry. After
did you?
Yeah.
And then you had the temerity to accuse me of crying.
Everyone was saying that was a word on the streets and I was crying.
But they just left you to cry alone?
Yeah. Everyone was watching you run into the toilets, scurrying into the toilets. Anyway,
sorry,
so
yeah,
on Monday
yeah.
But I didn't cry about it, and I think that's why it's good to talk about it, because it was a very strange experience. So on Monday I had a gig in Maidstone.
Right.
I'm from Kent, so sometimes I book gigs in Kent. I'm like, oh, go home. Didn't go
worst
home,
place on earth
went
to
Maidstone. I was actually born in Maidstone Hospital, so
I don't care
the place where
Not an interesting fact.
My birthplace.
Not that interesting. Oh, is that, do you have some sort of spiritual affiliation?
Well, I don't know. That's what I thought maybe. But apparently not, according to the people in Maidstone.
Uh-oh.
They hate their own. Anyway, so this gig, I mean, it was actually in a... Are you all right?
Having a little cough. You didn't have to stop.
I know. But
I just
wanted to make sure you were okay.
Yeah, I'm fine.
Okay. I just wanted your full attention.
Sure, yeah. Maidstone, gig. Everyone hates
you.
So,
yeah, it's meant to be a student gig, but there was half students, half people from Maidstone. And it's actually a bar that it turns out that my dad's friend runs.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah, so he's going to find out
this
story at some point.
Lots in your favour now.
of what happened. So it wasn't ticketed, so people could just come in at any point. And so people were trying to have a drink, and then they were like, guys, there's comedy happening. And everyone was like, we're just trying to catch up with our friends who we find funny because we know them. Mm. And then they said, no, shut up. You have to listen to this strange woman.
Oh, no.
And so the MC went on, and then I went on. And everything I said, this man at the back had a comment to make about every joke. So he said, they comment on it, and you keep going. And then I got to a point where I was like, I've got to talk to this man. And but while this is happening as well, lots of people are wandering in and out of the bar, having chats at the bar. Like, everyone's driving me mad. I can't concentrate. And this guy is commenting on everything I say. So I was like, I've got to talk to him. So I talked to him. And then I look over a little bit later, and he is pretending to jerk off at me from the crowd.
So just like that?
Just like, yeah, that hand motion. Yeah. Just like doing that. And then, like, I was so angry that I nearly walked off, and I've never done that before.
But you stayed.
I did stay, but I said to him, I was like...
Did you mention it?
Yeah, I got really angry because I was like, fuck you, like, fuck you. You're such a dick. Mm. Why are you doing that? And so I shouted at him.
What did he say?
He didn't really say much. Like, he was just a bit of a dick. Mm. And then I'd like to say I threw the microphone stand, but I think I just kind of accidentally, it fell on the floor. then I was like, I wanted to storm off, but I didn't. So I was like, no, like, I'm going to stay. And so I just like... And then I, like, at the end, it was fine. I was doing jokes. It was all fine. And then I came off, and then he tried to kind of apologize. But I was like, it's not okay. Like, why would you do that? Like, it's just such a lack of respect. Like, and like, saw that, like, meant just like how little he thought of me. And also, it's just a horrible thing. And so I got a bit cross with him. And then I ended up feeling sorry for him.
Why?
Because I was like, he's a sad guy, you know.
Like, or was he on his own?
I think he was with a couple of other people, but clearly no one likes him. Yeah. And I was like, I ended up feeling sad. And I was like, I could have educated it or made him think like...
Nah, it's not your job, is it?
I know. But then there was another comic there. And so we were talking about it, and everyone was like, this is just bullshit. And then I said what happened. And then he was like, oh, well, at least you didn't get a bottle thrown at your head. Like, that's what used to happen at gigs when I did them. And I was like, I just don't think that has to be the bar. Like, I just don't think that bottle's being thrown at your head. Like, he had to be like, oh, well, you're not a real comic and you have had a bottle thrown at your head. Like, I just don't think that has to be it. Like, I don't think you have to have bottles thrown at you. I don't think you have to have someone pretending to jerk off. Like, I just don't think you need these things. And if they're going to do that, I don't think it should be a comedy show. But then this comic, I think, felt bad for saying that. And like, it was just like, it wasn't a big deal. But then he felt bad. And then I had to do a podcast about it. So it's just been a lot.
Was this all to plug someone else's podcast?
No.
Okay.
But you can listen to that episode.
That's such a... How old was the man?
The man, I guess he was like mid-30s.
Oh. I thought you were going to say he was in like 50s.
Did you?
Yeah.
Why?
Don't know. You'd have thought it'd be a bit more...
Yeah.
You know?
I don't know what to say, because he wasn't actually jerking off, so it's not like... But it's just like...
Yeah.
Why?
What was he trying to do? What did he say afterwards?
Well, he just kind of came over... I don't even know. I was like, you know what? I had that rage. Like, I just don't have that thing where I just feel like I have to be nice anymore.
Yeah.
I'm kind of pleased about that. Yeah. Yeah.
What did he say, though?
I don't know. He was just like, oh, sorry if I interrupted you. And then I was like, do you really? You can't just pretend to jerk off at someone like while they're on stage. Like, do you think I overreacted?
No, not at all.
Thank you.
Yeah, you have every right to be angry about it.
Yeah, so I was just a bit angry.
Yeah, it's an odd one, isn't it? I don't know what his friends were doing.
I don't think he really had any friends. And there was a couple of girls that were kind of giggling next to him. And I was like, "What? Why?" But then maybe they were like uncomfortable.
Oh, they saw
like,
him do that.
Though. Yeah. And then I was like, why? But then a girl was really nice in the crowd. She came and brought me like vodka on stage because she was like, you shouldn't have to deal with this. Have this.
What? During your act?
Yeah.
That's new.
Yeah. Yeah. But I think it's like support. I think she was like,
yeah,
have this.
Oh, dear. Well, what have we learned? I guess don't do gigs in places where there's no gig initially.
It all could have been avoided if I'd just done that, yeah.
Terrible.
I don't know. I don't have any patience for it anymore. I just think you just don't need to be a dick, and I don't have to put up with it.
I think the longer you do it, the less patience you have for audience members who are arseholes, really. At the beginning, you think you have to deal with it, don't you?
Yeah, you think, oh, you have to do all these tough gigs to make yourself better. You have to be bulletproof. And I think, why? Surely all you need is just like a gig to do comedy. It's just like people are listening, you do jokes, and if they're not funny, people don't laugh. That's how you learn to do comedy.
Yeah.
It's not whether you can duck a bottle. So I was like, oh, what should, am I meant to do? Am I meant to write a comeback for if someone starts pretending to jerk off at me? You're not.
Well, it's slowly dying out, that kind of stuff, isn't it?
Yeah, I guess.
Thankfully,
so.
I guess. Maybe.
I think as more women are doing comedy, I think it is getting easier. Yeah. But now and again, you go to Maidstone, you have to deal with that. And then now I'm like, am I going to have to tell my parents about what happened? Because it's going to get back to my dad through his friends.
Yeah, but it's not his fault, is it?
No. No. But then anyway, it's a weird conversation to have. Yeah, I was at work.
I don't think you should feel sad for the guy anyway.
I know. Yeah, but I did. And I got home and I was like, I felt bad because I was kind of laying into him and I felt like I humiliated him. And then I was like, I just got too much empathy.
Well, I think he deserved it.
I deserved it.
No, he did.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I think he did.
I don't think there's anything wrong with humiliating people.
Really?
If, you know.
But then it's this thing you don't want. I don't want everyone to feel shame. Like, I don't like the idea of like shaming someone.
But you should feel shame for your acts.
Do you think?
If you do something shameful,
make someone feel shame. Like that's up to them.
No, but he should feel shameful about what he's done. But he's not going to know that unless someone tells him.
Yeah.
He thinks he's done something fine.
Yeah, because then I thought I was talking about like there's kind of like stuff like about sex in my show in my act, and I was like maybe it was like a reaction to that. But then it's like. Why would that? I was like, it's just like an animal response, isn't it?
If it was
like
a misunderstanding, then yeah, but it seems as if he knew what he was doing, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. I mean, absolutely. I don't think shame's something that should be eradicated from the world.
Because it just felt like weirdly threatening. I don't know. It just felt like.
What do you want him to feel instead of shame?
I just want him to learn and never do it again.
No one ever does that.
What if I said the right things that made him go away and reassess his life?
A logical argument.
What if I had a logical argument?
You had a logical argument. I mean, come on. If he needs a logical argument to tell him not to do that, then, you know.
At least I'm getting the confidence that I didn't apologise to him and that I just said, no, I think that's good. I don't know. It just makes you think.
I got very angry yesterday, didn't say anything.
Did you?
Yeah.
What did you get angry about?
There was no queuing system in the Starbucks I was in. And there was this idiot and his girlfriend in front who were spending ages choosing what flavour of iced tea they fucking wanted. Yeah. And there was another couple at the other counter. And I thought I was at the back of the queue. Two tourists walk in, immediately go in front of me. And the workers at Starbucks do nothing about it.
You call them the workers?
Yeah.
And to be honest, you call them the workers.
And to be honest, they didn't seem to be working very hard. What?
I don't think you should call people that work. Oh, no, I ruined it.
What do you think I should call them?
Baristas. That's what they want to be called.
They're not baristas. They'll press a fucking
button. That's what they want to be called, baristas.
They can want to be called anything they want. I'm not going to call them that.
Wow, the workers, the staff. Workers.
Genuinely awful. I went on Google reviews and almost gave it 1 star. And then I thought, no, it's my name's public there now.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and then I read the other reviews that gave it 1 star and they were all racist. And I thought, oh, this is mental. I can't be involved. I can't be involved with these people.
I don't like the idea that we're being judged by stars because what if like
I think
that happens
out.
To people?
It does.
Yeah, but like what if now everybody starts
you're
getting...
a 3-star person.
I'm not a 3-star person.
No, no, is
person.
That what you're expecting me?
Yeah, that's exactly. Yeah. No, or a 1-star.
Yeah. But so like, that guy you told off thinks you're a 1-star person.
I think he's a 1-star person.
Exactly, so that's how it works. I think it's a good thing. It's helped with like taxis.
Yeah, but then also, like, that must be so stressful for those poor people. And they're like, what are they going to give me? I can't make a mistake or else if they get under four, like a certain thing, they're not allowed to work.
Yeah, and they won't pick you up if you're under a certain rating.
Yeah, I know. So I've got to stop getting Ubers with Bobby.
Yeah.
Because he brings me down. He brings down my rating.
Well, I used a taxi service for a few days to go back and forth.
Sorry. What? What do you mean a taxi
Addison
service?
Lee. I went with Addison Lee. And they don't have that rating thing. And their drivers are genuinely awful.
Really?
Just so bad.
Really?
Yeah. So
why?
Just really bad drivers. One of them did an international money transfer on his phone as we were driving up the highway road.
How much for?
I don't know. Oh, well, yeah. It was something like, it was about 140 quid. Yeah. But yeah, I could see the phone. He had two phones. He was on both of them. And their driving is just atrocious. And they don't get rated. They just get the job.
Yeah.
And they're awful.
So you think it should be a rating system?
Well, I think what's happened is that the rating system in Uber and the fact you can choose who you pick up, you can choose when you work and everything, all the good drivers have gone to that because they've got much more control over their lives there. And all the worst drivers that can't make it at Uber are now with Addison Lee.
Oh, what a theory.
No? You're not going with me on that.
I don't know what to say. You've gone a bit beyond me.
I've gone a bit far.
I'm getting a bit hot. Do you think it's quite hot?
The I'm fine.
Power move. Acting like you're fine.
Stop looking for power moves.
I'm obsessed with power moves at the moment. I keep trying to do them in little ways.
But do you know what they are?
Yeah, it's when I try and make myself seem better than someone else.
Is that a power move?
I don't know.
That seems like
I don't know. Really, is it?
The actions of someone with very low self-esteem.
That's what I'm trying to make you feel. We've both been in Wales. But in separate times.
And in separate cities.
And in separate Wales, cities. Separate towns, there's more than one city in Wales.
I know, yes. Thank you. You were in what, Cardiff?
Cardiff, yes. Yeah, so I went to Cardiff for the weekend. I had a situation that made me very anxious because I was in Cardiff. And so but my journey home was not great. I was opening the gig. And then I felt so bad for not driving back the other comics.
Yeah.
And then I didn't even ask them or know if they wanted a lift back, but I just felt so bad. But then I was like, if I wait 2 hours, then I'm going to feel really nervous driving that late. Because I started to get funny about driving late because I get tired.
Lake.
Driving late.
Yeah.
And then I was like obsessed with it. And I was so nervous that they were all going to think that I was a terrible person for not offering them a lift.
Right.
What do you think?
Sorry, what?
But then I didn't offer them a lift.
So they were... But I thought they were staying there.
Yeah, they were.
So why would they want a lift home with
you? I don't know. But like, I felt like everyone was like, why isn't Harriet offering us a lift?
What a power move. What an alpha. What, wow. Really are just living your own life.
Yeah. And then I was driving and then there was a spider that crawled onto the windshield. Mm. And then I was like, oh, it's on the outside. It's fine. And then I was like, it's on the inside. And then I was driving with it on the inside. Sorry, does that hurt everyone's ears? I'm sorry. I'm just explaining what happened. And there was a spider in the car and I was going down the motorway and I was like, I'm going to die. I'm just going to die.
Yeah.
That's what's going to happen. It was crawling towards me and then it was crawling away. And then I had to pull into a service station. I had to jump out the car and then
what? Did you find it?
Yeah, well, I was worried about pushing it more into the car, so I think I kind of pushed it out, but then I don't know if I pushed it more in.
So you've got spiders in your car?
Yeah.
After giving me a load of shit for having spiders in my car for years.
When have you got spiders in your car?
In my old cars. I had spiders in all my old cars. Spiders Spiders live in cars. Spiders live in cars, that's the thing.
What do you mean?
Spiders like living in cars.
But when you're driving down the motorway and there is a spider, it's very scary. And you're alone in the dark.
It's annoying, yeah.
In Wales.
I'm not worried about them, but yeah, I mean, I think if it's getting in the way of your life like that, you should sort it out.
How?
Stop being scared of spiders. Or kill them.
Kill them. Yeah, but then I think, it's not going to hurt you, you shouldn't do anything, but I think it's going to hurt me.
Yeah, so you should kill it first before it hurts
you. How do I kill it when I'm driving down a motorway?
Stop.
Stop on the motorway?
No, stop. At the next services and
kill
it.
That's what I did.
Kill it.
That's what I did.
Did you kill it?
I didn't kill it. No, I tried to push it.
Exactly. How long did that take?
Gave it a little push.
How long did that take?
A while. And the person from the fire, I could see her watching me out the window as I was trying to push a spider.
Oh, God.
While standing out of the car and going like, ah! I'm sorry for screaming if it hurt everyone's ears. Sometimes I
What
get
about
a bit
if they
loud.
Had like someone stationed at every service station to help you with a spider? And you got, if there was a spider in the car.
Oh my God, that would be great.
Yeah, that's not going to happen, so deal with it yourself.
Why would you give me an option that sounds really good?
I'm telling you how ridiculous it is. You know, no one's going to help you. You've got to sort these things out yourself.
Well, I did.
Did you?
So I got back here, didn't I?
Where was the spider?
And then
did
I thought,
push it out?
That's my punishment for not driving everyone home. Like, if someone else had been here, they could have dealt with the spider.
Oh, you thought it was karma?
Yeah, it's karma.
It's not like a spider power move.
The spider is the one with the power.
You're the beta.
I'm the beta, even in my
own
car.
And the spider doesn't even know it's the alpha in that situation.
Bloody does. It kept like luring itself in front of me and then luring away. Itself. Is luring the right word?
Where was it? On the windscreen?
On the windscreen and then on the dashboard it was kind of coming towards me and then it would go away and then it would come towards me. I was trying to listen to Lily Allen's autobiography.
Oh, was that good?
Yeah, I did quite enjoy it, actually.
Well, I had a lovely drive. I drove to Swansea, Aberystwyth, Brecon.
Did you give everyone a lift?
No, we all drove separately.
There you go, see?
What?
But did you feel bad that you didn't reach out and say, should we drive together?
No, nobody wants to do a car share. They all want to drive on their own.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's true. I think that's true.
Yeah.
That's
Why
fine,
do you want to share a car
it?
With someone?
I don't know.
Do
I just
you?
Always feel like I'm like, oh, I'm sorry, I didn't do this, or I didn't give you a lift, or we didn't go together. But then no one wants to go with me either, do
oh,
they?
Oh, God, no, no. Oh, my goodness, no. So remember that journey to Shaftesbury we took 2 years ago? Year and a half ago?
That was awful, yeah.
What a day.
What a day. Saw the film The Predator.
Yes.
My God, I did not know those kind of films existed.
What?
It is bleak.
Aliens?
No, it's like a tall alien.
You've never heard of the Predator films?
No, and someone told me that Arnold Schwarzenegger was in it.
He was in the original
Yeah, but then I thought he was the Predator, and so I was waiting for him to kind of take off the mask, but it wasn't him.
It's an alien.
Yeah.
It's not Arnold Schwarzenegger.
No. But it's so badly written.
Is it?
I didn't know these things exist. It's so badly written.
That's such a shame, because it's written by Shane Black, isn't it?
I don't know who wrote it, but I mean, it's terrible. But there's a bit when they go into the laboratory, and there's a female scientist, a very, very beautiful female scientist.
Gets her top off, like in the shark films.
She's naked in it.
Classic.
She goes into another room to escape from it when all the other scientists are there, and she runs into the like decontamination chamber, strips off while she's being chased by a predator,
and you see it all.
And then she's crouched naked for no reason.
Mm. And it's a shame because the writer has written some great films.
What films?
Elliot.
Kiss Kiss Bang Bang.
Oh, that's a great film.
Great film.
Don't know it.
That's a really good film.
Yeah.
What was the one he did with Russell Crowe and...
Gladiator. Oh, Nice Guys.
The Nice Guys. Not Gladiator.
Yeah.
He's a very good writer.
Then why did he write the line that when she... But when she goes into the lab, this guy goes over there and he goes, "Oh, hi. I hear that you basically wrote the book on evolutionary biology."
That's terrible. That sounds like...
What are they talking about? What book?
That sounds like those bad shark films.
Exactly. I was thinking the whole way through. Like, I was laughing.
Yeah. Crazy.
But I think maybe it's meant to be like that. I was like, maybe, is it tongue in cheek? But then they were like, no.
But there's no need to.
It's like a genre.
Is it?
Apparently it's a genre. I didn't know because I've never seen any of them.
Okay.
Action, thriller.
Yeah, but they're normally quite good these days.
I've never seen them. I don't know.
You've never seen action thriller
films?
Well,
what is an action thriller?
Die Hard?
Never seen it.
You've never seen Die Hard? Beverly Hills Cop's are more of a comedy, isn't it? Like in the 80s, there's a whole run of all these films that Arnold Schwarzenegger
Well, I thought it was like Airplane or something like that.
Airplane is a clear comedy.
But that's what I thought, because we were laughing. Like, there were moments. And there was also a moment when they... this is hard to do, but they focused in on the biologist's face as she's shocked as she hears about an alien. And then they pan to a dog standing behind her, and the dog looks shocked.
The dog's just shaking. Really?
So she goes like, "What?" And then it pans to a random dog, and the dog goes, "What?
Are you joking? Are you serious? That happens in the film?"
Yeah.
What? That is mad.
It's right at the beginning, but it's just a random dog, and it just...
Supposed to be a comedy then?
I don't know. We were laughing quite a lot because it was very funny.
I'm gonna look it up.
But I don't think it's meant to be. And also, apparently, someone said there was the director put in a mate of him who's like a bad guy,
a rapist or something in it.
And there was a sex scene, which I can't understand how it fitted in the thing, because the whole time they're being chased by a predator. Also, predators are horrible.
Yeah, they are. Well, they're hunters, aren't they?
That's the whole thing. No, actually.
33.
The predator.
Yeah.
You think predator stands for a hunter, but actually a predator is different. A predator is just someone that uses something to play with and they don't need to kill it.
Oh, like cats. Cats are predators. They're the natural predators,
no,
aren't they?
No.
Yeah, they toy with like dead mice and birds. And
yeah.
That.
So what's that called?
What?
It's something different.
Well, a predator isn't just someone who plays with dead animals. A predator is someone who hunts.
No, a hunter is different to a predator.
It's not.
That's what they said in the film, Danil. Have you seen the film?
I'm sure the film's entirely true, yeah.
What are you doing?
I'm looking up to see what review it got. 33% on Rotten Tomatoes.
There we go, see?
Audience score, 45%. The Predator has violence and quips to spare, but its chaotically hollow action adds up to another missed opportunity for a franchise increasingly defined by disappointment.
Wow.
Jesus.
My goodness.
All right, well, I won't see that. I was looking forward to that.
Oh, well, I mean, go and see it, but I mean, I don't know about these things. I prefer something with a bit more to it, you know.
Predator definition.
What's that? What is that?
Looking up the definition of predator.
Oh, God.
An animal that naturally preys on others. Okay.
But then what does praise mean?
What's what?
What does prey mean in this situation? Isn't that the idea that...
Hunts.
Is it definitely hunts in this?
Preying on
someone. And is prey related to the word praise?
No.
Like...
No, it's not.
If someone preys on
P-R-E-Y.
Someone...
P-R-E-Y.
Yeah, if someone prays... If you pray... You prey on prey, and then you praise... People that prey on prey.
Harriet. Harriet. Please. Please.
I heard you made a cake. Did you bring it?
On the grapevine. No, well, it was eaten almost overnight.
Who ate it?
My housemates.
You ate it in the night.
My housemates and me.
You ate it in the night.
Pear, cardamom, dark chocolate. Shut your mouth.
Why didn't you bring it?
Why didn't I bring it?
Why would you never bring a cake? I've brought all my best breakfast bars out for you.
You always bring us Belvita breakfast bars and no one ever goes for them. Why'd you buy them?
I have one of these vegan bars every day, and Bobby has a breakfast bar most days.
Okay,
I'm trying to be hospitable.
No, it's very nice of you. I will bring a cake down next time if I bake
something. Thank you. Thank you so much.
But then it means I have to bring a bag. I hate carrying bags around.
You could post it.
Post a loaf, like a 2 kilo loaf of bread.
Does it have icing?
No.
You could make me a chocolate Guinness cake like Evelyn
You
did.
Could make yourself one.
I don't know how to make it.
Well, look it up on the internet. That's how I find my recipe.
I don't have to turn my oven on. I know how to put the light on, but I don't know how to make it do anything. So I think it's on, but it's just the light being turned on. It's very confusing.
Should we have a look at the oven after this?
That would be great, actually, because I've lived here for 2.5 years.
Do you have a microwave?
Yes, so I just use the microwave.
I don't have a microwave, so I just use the oven.
Okay. So, I also heard, I keep hearing rumours about you, that you had a chocolate pudding and it got eaten.
Who's spreading these rumours, Harriet? I wonder. No, my housemates ate my chocolate pudding that my mum gave me.
That's so mean.
My mum gave me an M&S choco pudding and they had it out of the fridge last night. My fridge, not their fridge.
You've got your own fridge?
No, half the house have their own fridge, the other half have another one.
So no, that really feels like bullying, actually.
No, it's just like one of them gets a craving for chocolate every evening. So he always wants a bit of chocolate, so roots around everyone's
drawers.
Well,
he should have his own chocolate. I'm sorry, you can't go taking someone's chocolate pudding.
It's like, you know...
Especially if it's a gift from their mother.
Thank you. It's like, you know when people say they don't smoke, but whenever someone else has got some cigarettes, they'll say, can I have some cigarettes? It's like those people.
So
they don't want to be like, oh, I don't want to be the guy that has chocolate in the house, but I will eat someone else's.
Scum.
Absolute scum.
Absolute scum.
But
so
on the upside... he and his girlfriend are getting me 24 creme caramels from Iceland in return.
That's great.
That is £4 worth of creme caramels.
How much was the chocolate
pudding? £5.
Do you think? £5.
£4.
But you get way more for it.
Yep. Can't wait.
It just reminded me of a time when I was at secondary school.
This feels like a sad story. What
it is actually really
here?
Sad because I just remembered it. And my mum had given me this beanie baby, this cow beanie baby.
Right.
And I'd taken it to school the first day of school. And these girls found it and they threw it around the classroom.
Oh, that is bullying. What's that got
to
do
bullied.
With my cake?
I didn't even know. It just made me think because I feel like you were bullied.
I wasn't bullied.
They took something that your mother gave you.
They didn't know my mum gave it to me.
Yeah, but it's given with love. When something is given with love, it's worse. If you read Harry Potter,
right.
Like there's something about love.
Yeah.
A mother's love. and they
well, I hope they
it.
Listen to this.
I hope they do. And
there's only a little one, about the size of a...
Even worse.
...cup of tea.
Even worse. Do you want to hear a sad story?
Or I think we've just heard all the sad stories we can take. Yeah. Go on then. Have you actually got one?
Yes.
I keep asking you this every
yes,
time.
Yes, and every time
and
I have one.
Have
so
one. Let's keep
I
up
always
the winning
have
streak
one.
Of never having a sad story.
So it's about a heartwarming project. I don't know if you knew this, but loneliness is a growing issue that can lead to physical illness. Particularly for older people. Some experts say we are set for a loneliness epidemic. But there is a project that's trying to change that. When Keith Begg moved into his St. Luke's house in a group of 4 flats 40 years ago, he'd been married to his second wife, Veronica, for 1 year. Don't turn that down. That's so passive aggressive, Elliot.
He has to turn it down because you're going louder. That's
well,
what
I
his job
heard
is.
Something. From a comic, he told me that all microphones are set to men's voices. And so when women come on, they think the women are being shrill, but actually it's because it's not set to our voice range. So we just have to go deeper like a man and then we'll be taken more seriously.
I don't know what. Okay.
Just going to turn this up now.
Thank you. Because I went deep.
Yep.
No. it's just a lot about Ken. He's cheerful and energetic, reads Time magazine every week. He's chatting away to his friend Vicky.
What is this?
The stories keep coming. There's a cat.
Talking about epidemics, though, while you read that. Highest instances of erectile dysfunction in under 21s ever these days.
Porn, because of porn.
Yeah, because of porn. I was listening to the podcast about porn, John Ronson one, Butterfly Effect.
Oh, I downloaded it.
It's fascinating. Absolutely fascinating. Yeah.
Have you got any advice for any under 21s out there?
Under 21s who can't get it up?
Yeah.
Stay off the booze.
Stay off the booze. Yeah, very good advice, actually.
Viagra, can you get it? You can get herbal stuff, can't you?
Don't encourage Viagra among the under 21s.
Okay.
This story is very confusing.
Don't take cocaine.
Don't take cocaine.
Don't take any drugs or alcohol, guys. So I assume you'd read this story first, right?
Yes.
And now it's confused you on the second read.
Yes. Well, so they've age concern. Oh, I thought it was about cats, but it's not.
Oh, dear. It started off with old, lonely people. And you
old, lonely
about
people.
Cats,
I thought they were bringing cats.
Is this the one where you get loads of kids to hang out with OAPs?
No, they're bringing people to hang out with OAPs.
Oh, they do that in the Netherlands. They have housing schemes where old people live with students and students have it subsidised.
Yeah. Yeah. Would you do that?
Would I? Which
would
one?
You take in
which
a student?
Part of that equation?
Because you're old.
Very good.
Elliot, would you move in with Sunil?
Is he a student?
Do I have to look after him?
Yeah, you have to look after
you
me.
You both teach each other different things.
It'd be like a film.
It'd be like, we can make a film of it.
Mm. Okay. So I'll eat your chocolate pudding and you fucked. Teach me how to get, teach me how to get erections.
So basically, they just feel less alone because someone visits.
What a sad story. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for putting in the effort to find that story and make it clear for us all. Please, can you make an effort?
I did make an effort, but I thought it was more about cats. Because,
but then you can't have read it if you thought it was about cats.
I kind of skim read it and there was a picture of a cat and I thought they were talking about a cat that visited.
You just put that together in your head.
Look at that cat.
You just put that story together in your head. I think it's about a cat that visited.
But look at that cat.
You're an idiot.
But then the cat, I think he just has a cat. And then a woman visits. Which is, they do a police check. That's good.
on the cat.
I think on the people to make sure that they're safe. Otherwise, you don't know these days, you know. But people feel happier after they see someone if they have a visitor. And 92% of older people think of their visitor as a genuine friend. Yeah, so he had his leg amputated.
What's it? Who did? Who did?
The cat.
Were you still talking about the cat? This massive legless cat.
I don't know. I don't really. It's just usually the stories are much easier to kind of piece together, and this one is. It's a story about after story of friendships, a tissue on hand.
Harriet, please.
If you want to read more. Go to Age Concern, a good charity actually, because it is true. We need to be kinder to the elderly. I just thought it involved more cats. That's why I was upset.
Why don't they give more cats out to old people instead?
Well, I mean, an old person could just buy a cat, couldn't you?
You can
but then
just
maybe
get
you
one.
Worry,
there's loads
you think,
of them.
I don't want to be a burden on this cat.
You wouldn't be a burden on the cat. What are you talking about?
I don't know, like the cat, you think, oh, I don't want to let the cat down.
You think that. I don't think anyone else thinks that. You think that about your cat? Your cat doesn't know any better. Oh, no, actually it does. It has a other parent, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Sam.
Yeah.
Do you think it's treated like a divorced child? Like,
yeah.
Is it playing on both
She
of you?
Absolutely does that. Yeah, that's why she gets fresh lamb every day.
Mm.
Oh, it's exhausting.
Fresh lamb every day. I've got six fucking... Creme caramels.
You could do a review of what our cat eats.
Well, it's one thing, like, and it's cat. Lamb. It's just eating lamb.
Just eat lamb.
Good meat, lamb. It's a good meat.
Sad though, because it's a baby sheep.
There you go. That's the sad story.
I suppose that is a sad story. And the tears really are flowing now.
Okay, well, right, I think we've come to an end.
What an absolute pleasure it's been again.
Have you got anything to recommend to people? Nope. Elliot?
The Predator is out now. Quips galore.
I'm in Our Mutual Friend Johnny Pelham's Sky Short.
Ooh.
Me and my husband Bobby. You can watch it on Sky shortly. Today? Is that today?
I am in a BBC Quickies where I cannot piss properly in a men's toilet. Look out for that one.
What does that mean?
Stage fright.
Oh. Why are you on a stage?
What?
What?
That's what it's about. So I'm playing the man who cannot piss, along with Glenn Sherman, Charlie Kemp. Good lads.
What I don't understand is why do men have to piss in front of each other? I don't think that's fair.
I don't think they have to, but it's just quicker and easier to do that rather than wait for a cubicle.
But do you ever feel like, because I wouldn't like it at all.
What, if you're on a trough next door?
Yeah, if I had to piss in a trough.
If there are no walls between you, you mean?
Yeah, I like a wall.
Well, sometimes they have little walls in the urinal between the urinals.
I think so. They should have that.
But they don't.
What, are you a horse?
Yeah, a little bit. Hey?
I pretend to go in the trough because I don't want people to know I'm waiting for a cubicle. And then when someone comes out of the cubicle,
yeah, I've seen
I'll just
him do
like
this.
Slip.
I've
I'll
seen
slip
him do
into
this.
A cubicle.
You've seen him do
it. He did it when we were out for Alexa's birthday.
Well, that's the thing, because you have to go together, right? And then it's awkward and you feel like embarrassed. Because the problem is now, and you have to, like, I have to had to start going to the toilet with men.
You?
Now, yeah.
Why?
Because they've started to, like...
Oh, gender neutral.
And it's good, I think, but also it's a weird thing to get your head around. You're just not used to it. Everything's changing. But I think it's changing for the better. More individual toilets. I think everyone should just have their own toilet. Why can't we just all go into our own toilet? Why do they
carry it around
toilet?
With us? Sorry, I don't, what are you saying? It's good that there's gender neutral toilets. You like them.
That's
okay,
good.
Right.
I think that's
because it frees up more cubicles for women as well.
But then I just think everyone should have their own toilet because everyone does deserve privacy.
You do have privacy in a toilet, though.
No, but like walls, like full walls rather than like, why do you have to see the feet of the person next to you?
Oh, I think that's just
actually like
but that's,
weird.
No, that's to stop you doing illegal stuff, isn't it? So people know who's in there. Isn't
but like
it?
That's weird. Surely we should trust people. Why can't we all just have our own toilet? I'm sorry. I didn't even know I felt this way.
I think there should be individual toilets. Are you sure about this?
Yes, because no one should have to piss in a trough.
What do you mean by an individual toilet?
Like when you walk in and it's a room and with a toilet.
Oh, I see. Right. Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay, right. Yeah. But then I don't think there's enough space in all the buildings for everyone.
Yeah.
There'll be massive queues, won't there?
But then you just have more of them.
Yeah, but then it takes up space in a building.
Yeah.
And which is rarely used, to be honest.
Maybe more like a port-a-loo, but like...
Tons of them.
Do you think I should invent this?
Toilet? I don't know what you mean, though.
Well,
You're just saying there should be more toilets, which are just like disabled toilets, like one room.
Everyone just go in their own toilet, and then you don't have to worry about it. Everyone has their own space. Yeah. And then no one feels uncomfortable. Everyone's having a nice time in their toilet of their choosing.
Yeah, fair enough, yeah.
And sometimes I just want to, like, relax in a toilet. You don't want
to
be hurried.
Or if someone
you
else
think,
wants
oh,
to
if
use
I'm here
it.
Too long, yeah.
Well, yeah, that's a public toilet. Other people have to use it. That's the problem, isn't it?
I feel like we've got off topic.
There's a lot to pick apart in that. Because it's like, you're talking about, you know, public spaces.
Yeah.
And what you expect as a private person in a public space.
I would prefer to be able to have more privacy in public spaces, as well.
And
I'm
the
saying.
People
I think,
that...
Elliot, you feel the same, do you?
I think I do, yeah.
But the people who own the public toilets would probably prefer there to be fewer so they don't have as many to look after.
Oh, well, I'm sorry.
What?
But they should.
Okay.
Because they've all got these pods now you can go and sleep.
They've all got these pods.
It's a new thing in London where you can go and just have a nap.
Oh,
at
really?
Any point.
That's sad, isn't it?
No, I think it's good.
Well, so it's like just loads of shelves with beds and you can just...
Yeah, but you just go into your pod and then you can go and sleep for like half an hour in central London.
Why?
But I think it's a great idea.
Yeah, why?
No, but why is it, what's it for?
I don't know how
why
to explain it anymore.
Why are people not getting
anymore.
Enough sleep?
Because sometimes you're in town and you're tired or like you just want your own space and there's people everywhere. And you
oh,
can just
I
go
see.
And sit in your little pod.
Bit of anxiety.
Yes.
There's a thing about anxiety, isn't it? It's like it's debilitating when it's when people have it. But it's getting worse and worse.
Yeah.
More and more people are having it. And yes. There's something about either modern life or...
toilets.
The fact that we're more insulated from modern life. It's hard to tell. The fact you can just be in your own bubble all the time and then suddenly being around people makes you anxious. It's not a good thing.
Well, thank you so much for listening, everybody.
See you soon. All the best. Cheers, everybody. Follow us on Twitter. Bye. Oh, no, that is it, isn't it?
Yeah, that is it. Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.